for 1 week. This is the seventh program in our series of 10 sessions. Just to review quickly, we in the gates of personal empowerment, we had gone through the principles which deal with our thoughts. We had covered centering, which deals with helping us in our social interactions. And last time we met, or we had this program, we dealt with the pulse of life. I hope that you've had an opportunity to go over some of these and to review them and to practice them, perhaps with yourselves, with members of your family, for those of you who see people. The more you practice them, the more you will have a deeper sense of their really wonderful potential. In this program today, we're going to skip. I would normally present inner history and then the program on walking. But we're going to jump to the end of the program and deal with what I call the breath of eternity. And the reason why I decided to move ahead and to teach this program on breathing has a lot to do with the parsha. So let me get a chumash over here. In this week's parsha, the pasuk tells us the beginning of our era. The pasuk says, and pasuk tes, "Vayidaber Moshe Kain El Bnei Yisrael." Vayidaber Moshe Kain El Bnei Yisrael V'lo Shamu El Moshe Mikotza Ruach Me'avoda Kosher. So Rashi says on that pasuk, it says Mikotza Ruach, he says Kol Mishu Hu Meitza Ruach, anybody that has his Ruach is Meitza, is shortened, is limited. The neshima so katsura, and his neshima is katsura. His neshima is shortened. The eino yochol laharich v'neshima so, and he cannot prolong his. He can't take a deep breath. Now I want to tell you a little secret about myself. Whenever I'm working with somebody, I know. I have a visual sign that I'm making contact with that person when I see that individual take a deeper breath, and it'll frequently look something like that. Sometimes I'll remark and sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll tell the person that I see that they're feeling a little bit easier, and sometimes I'll let it pass and maybe bring it up to them later. But for me, breathing and the way we breathe, the depth of our breath, is very important. In the pulse of life that we did 2 weeks ago, if you remember, after each count of 5 beats of the pulse, we took a deep breath. The fifth breath was a longer breath. Because breathing becomes a knisa to our inner lives.
I have a sign here that my line is muted. I'm unmuting, and can you please let me know if you can hear me? Pesach, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? What?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Have a shot, you can hear me?
Yes.
Well, that's strange. I'm on the phone now. I can't hear you from the computer, but I can hear you from the phone.
It's not working. We will do something for you, which I'm sure you will know.
It's not working.
With the other one of the stars. And then to write the